Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, we've got an interesting, Faisal, we've got the markets have been very, very interesting. And we often have a conversation about how to build portfolios from a diversification perspective and so on and so forth. We've got a terrific guest today to help us understand a little bit about diversification. We're going to mix in a bit of conversation about exchange-traded funds, what they are, how they behave, and some of the differences and all of that. I'm going to welcome to the show Francis Verpuke, who is the managing director of TOBAM, which is really a Mackenzie investment product in Canada. Welcome to the show, Francis, and thanks for joining us from New York.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Well, let's maybe just start right off the bat with a very open-ended question, which is, what do you expect from the markets? What do you expect them to look like in 2019?
Yes. So TOBAM is probably the, in a way, I could say the worst company to ask questions like that, because at TOBAM, we have a bit of a different approach, is that we focus only on diversification. Because we have realized, or the founder of the company has realized, that it's actually difficult to forecast the future. So this is why when he created the company, he realized that indeed forecasting is difficult. It's a difficult thing to do. And that hence probably diversification could be a good, it's really the rational thing to do when you cannot forecast the future. Probably being diversified makes a lot of sense. But the problem, especially for him, because the founder of the company is a mathematician, is that very quickly he also realized that diversification is not very well defined. All of us, we talk about diversification, but it's not very well defined what exactly it is. So what is it that Yves Chouafati, who is the founder of the company, has invented? It's a formula that you can use to calculate exactly how diversified a portfolio is. So we can take any equity portfolio, fixed income portfolio for that matter, and we can calculate exactly how diversified this portfolio is. Which also means that if you have this measure of diversification, this formula, that we can use that formula to build the most diverse portfolio in any given universe. Because this is the portfolio you should buy when you cannot forecast the future. You should be diversified. So I can link that to what do I expect the market in 2019. Still, I can talk about that because I'm going to assume that when you ask me the market, that really many people's mind, the market is represented by the benchmark, which
right.
is true.
That's right.
Typically in Canada. Sorry.
That's correct. Yeah, keep on going.
Yeah. So typically in Canada, when people say Canadian equities, really what they mean is a TSX. When people talk about U.S. equities, they really mean the S&P 500. So we can still take a closer look at the market and check what has happened in the past and what could happen in the future. So for example, if we take a look at U.S. equities, and it's also very important to understand that the market or the benchmark, which is kind of the same, mm-hmm. is not diversified, is typically biased to certain things. For example, in the U.S., most of us know that the U.S. equities are extremely biased, that the S&P 500 is extremely biased to IT companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen indeed the last couple of years that IT companies have outperformed all the others. But it's also very important to understand how the benchmark works. As soon as the benchmark, in a way, has implemented the winning bet, the benchmark will increase the size of the bet.
Right.
When the S&P 500 is usually biased to IT companies and IT companies outperform all the others, the weight of IT companies in the benchmark will now be bigger than it was a year ago. A very easy example that I very often use when I talk to people in Canada is, of course, the most famous stock in Canada that was BlackBerry or Research in Motion.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that at some point in time in the past, BlackBerry was at $100 Canadian, and that day it represented 2% of the TSX.
Right.
Now let's imagine that overnight, BlackBerry doubles in price and all the other stocks of the TSX remain the same. So BlackBerry is now $200. It's now twice as expensive as it was yesterday. So if all the other stocks remain the same, the TSX will now hold what? 4% of BlackBerry. So this, something goes up that becomes bigger and bigger in the market. So If we think about the 2019, if you're going to ask me what you think about 2019 in U.S. equities, I say we have no forecast on our own. This is why we have chosen to diversify. However, the market is very biased to IT companies. So what is the major factor if you're going to look at U.S. equities for next year or this year? We are already in 2019. It is to check or to think about, do you expect IT companies to continue to outperform all the others? This is really the main question you need to ask yourself when you're going to buy the market, when you're going to buy the S&P 500 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And that's a passive way of investing, right, Francis? That's when people talk about just buying and holding or investing in passive exchange-traded funds, they're just buying the index, and that's the problem. Also, what comes out of it is that they're going to be owning that type of a market. There is no diversification within that market or that country or that region, because it's purely market-weighted, as you described earlier, correct?
Yes. A different way to describe market-weighted is people often say it's passive. A different way to describe what is passive is to say you don't do anything. Because when you are passive, you really say, I'm not going to do anything, because this is exactly what it means to be passive. So now what happens when you're passive? You're going to drift with the price. Imagine that you have a portfolio of stocks. You have your own equity portfolio. And you have decided that as of now, you will never, ever trade that portfolio again. What is going to happen with this portfolio? It's going to drift with the price, because you have chosen to become passive. When you drift with the price, guess what? You will be more and more exposed to what becomes expensive and less exposed to what becomes cheap. And this is really what happens when you buy the benchmark, because the benchmark never buys or sells anything. It simply has BlackBerry, and then BlackBerry goes up, and you will have more and more of BlackBerry until when? Until BlackBerry reached its peak.
Right.
And that day,
it goes down.
BlackBerry was the biggest weight in the TSX. So this is what I'm saying. When you're going to look to the future, and you have decided to buy the market through the benchmark, which is typically what people do, you have to check, what is this market really? In the U.S., it's about IT companies. In global equities, it's about the U.S. If you buy global developed equities, you will have a huge bias to U.S. equities.
Right.
Why? Because U.S. equities, over the last 9 years, the last 5 years, 9 years, have outperformed the rest of the world. So 5-6 years ago, the global equity market was about a little bit more than 50% of U.S.
Right.
So I checked these numbers. Over the last five year, the S&P 500 returned exactly 50%. So if you bought the S&P 500 5 years ago and you didn't do anything, you would have a 50% increase. If you have bought the rest of the world, you would have exactly 1%. And this is cumulative. I'm not saying annualized, 1%. So basically, the U.S. equities over the last 5 years did 50%. The rest of the world basically did not move.
That's interesting, though. When you look at it that way, right? That's amazing how people have said that the markets have done well, and they kind of broad-based word of markets. But if you were not invested in the U.S., you would have missed out. And it kind of tells you where the return has been. More importantly, where the risk may also be when things start to change.
Exactly. So this is my point. So what about 2019? I'm simply telling you and your listeners that if you would decide to buy the market of global equities to a benchmark, let's say the MSCI World, which is very often used, it's a global equity benchmark, you will have a portfolio which today is 62% U.S. equities. Because U.S. equities outperformed all the others for the last 5, 7, 9 years. Because of that, global equities are hugely biased to U.S., which means that if you are decide to buy global equities using market cap-weighted portfolios, you are really bullish about the U.S. Don't tell me that you're going to buy a portfolio that has more than 60%, more than 60% invested in the U.S. if it is not that you expect the U.S. to do better than the rest of the world. You're never going to put 60% into something if you're not bullish on that. So this is really the question you need to ask yourself. Is the U.S. in 2019 going to continue to outperform the rest of the world? And if you don't really know the answer to that question, you have two solutions. The first solution is to hire an active manager who is going to forecast the future for you. Now imagine that some part of your portfolio you do not want to base on forecasting because you realize that forecasting is a difficult thing to do. And then really your only rational alternative in that case is to be diversified. So this is the solution that we are trying to bring, and this is probably why we have quite some success with institutional investors, is that if you would like to have a part of your portfolio not to based on a forecast, we can help you with that. Because the benchmark does not help you with that. And this is why very often we say that passive or that benchmarks, passive investing is one of the biggest confusions in our industry. People think that passive is neutral or passive is very biased. Typically in Canada, people are very much aware about that. Canadians know that if they buy the TSX, that they will be hugely biased to energy and financials. But in the U.S., if you tell the average U.S. investor that the S&P 500 is not diversified, he will say that is not true.
That's true.
Well, in reality, it's usually biased to IT companies, for example, today.
I like that. We're going to leave it on. We have to leave it on that. We've run out of time. But I like that, that definition of passive and the reviewing what passive actually means and where those biases actually might lie. I want to thank you for taking some time with us today.
Nope. Thank you.
Been joined by Francis Fupuk, who's a managing director of Mackenzie Investments, representing Tobam products in New York. Speaking to us from New York, excuse me. They're also available in Canada. My friend, we've got a seminar coming up before we wrap up, but unfortunately, this seminar is fully booked. So we're really talking about February now and March.
Yeah, so we're going to be we're fully booked, as you mentioned, for January. We have a session opening up on February 19th and March 26th. Now you need to reserve your seats because these are filling up quick. We want to educate everybody about these about the transition to retirement. So take a look at our website, morethanmoneyradio.com, or give us a call, 966-8400, and you can book in for your next seminar to attend. Thank you.
Stay tuned after the break as we're going to talk about how does all of this tie into your retirement. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.